What comes next in an investigation of Loudoun County Public Schools? Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaris says he's referred the case to the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of Education for, quote, further investigation and appropriate action. It centers around three teenage boys at Stonebridge High School who say they were targeted for investigation after they were recorded in a school locker room making comments about a transgender student. To help us understand the latest in the investigation is the Attorney General, Jason Miaris, who joins us here on WTOP.
These three boys are being recorded. They tell this biological girl they don't feel comfortable with her being in the locker room and recording them. And what happened after that was they get pulled out of class and they're told they're being the subject of a Title IX sex discrimination complaint. Now, Title IX, obviously, the consequences of this are drastic. You could be expelled. It follows your academic career for your entire career. All because these students voiced a concern that they were being videotaped and being recorded. I found it was an astonishing abuse of power, in my personal opinion, by the Loudoun County School District to go after them and target them this way.
We in the public don't know, but maybe you know. Did the Loudoun County Public School System ever complete that investigation, that Title IX investigation? Did they ever wrap that up?
To the best of my knowledge, no, and there's nothing there. I mean, we know that these students were forced to hire a lawyer, forced to go in for an interview with the Title IX investigator of the school district. So think about the expense. Think about the sheer intimidation it is when you realize the consequence of this is possible expulsion and something attached to your academic career. It was clearly a method of intimidation. And I think it was an example of Loudoun County Public School District having both bad policy and bad judgment.
So you make the argument that these students were retaliated against, were punished for their beliefs. But if this investigation was just an investigation, they weren't really punished academically, were they? They were not suspended or expelled. They were investigated.
Wrong. I think your analogy, your analogy is completely incorrect. This went from them being pulled out of class and being interviewed by the school administrators and school teachers to then it being referred to the full district and having the Title IX, not just coordinator, but deputy coordinator sit down. That is like saying just because you were indicted falsely by a prosecutor, it doesn't mean you really were facing any serious charges because they actually never went through the trial. At that point, they are going through that. And then they are now the victims. They are having to hire lawyers. They are having to subject themselves to the stress of a Title IX investigation. And candidly, this is part of, I think, your job as a journalist, that when government oversteps their boundaries and they're actually intimidating those that are just speaking out, I think it's your job to highlight that.
And hey, that's why we're talking right now. We know that this is an issue that the community is talking about. And so we are highlighting that and we're talking through it here. We want to understand more. I wanted to circle back around with you. In your statement yesterday, you said that this was being referred to the Department of Justice for further investigation and appropriate action. In your mind, what would appropriate action look like from here? What do you hope comes from this in the end?
Well, I'm a big believer that this is a great opportunity for federal authorities. There's a variety of different actions they could take, and they're going to have to reach that conclusion and their judgment on what those actions should be. They're going to have the ability of doing another review, and I suspect reach the same conclusion. They always go with the school district. I will tell you this. Anytime you have, whether it's the Department of Justice or it's the Department of Education Civil Rights Division, they always notify a school district and give them a chance to comply and correct the problem. That's what I fully expect. If they reach the same conclusion that I do, they're going to notify them and begin discussions of how they can correct the problem.
There is a pretty consistent criticism, especially online, in response to your launching this investigation. And that criticism is that, hey, this is a political year, and this is like a throwback to 4 years ago when you and Governor Youngkin had a lot of political success wrangling, particularly with school districts in Northern Virginia. So when you hear that criticism or that skepticism, what do you say in response to that?
My job is to pursue truth. And as I tell every single special investigator that works for me, your job is to be fearless. Your job is to be deliberate. And your job is to keep the politics out of it. That is a directive I give to every attorney in my office on every case. Be fearless. Be deliberate. Keep the politics out of it. That's how we've always operated. So I'm proud of the work we've done highlighting where our schools are failing, because this is what I would tell you. And I have a parent of school-age children. When you drop your child off at school, even more than getting a great education, your number one desire, keep my child safe. make sure they have a safe environment. So I will never, ever apologize for doing my work to make sure our kids feel safe, that they're in a learning environment that they can learn and grow and thrive. I'll never apologize for it. And I'm proud of the work that we've done.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Always great to be with you.
That is Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares. In a statement, the Loudoun County Public School System has said it would, quote, not investigate or discipline students based on their personal opinions, thoughts, or beliefs, provided those expressions do not violate policies prohibiting hate speech, discriminatory language, threats, or other forms of harmful or disruptive conduct.